Two friends met after a long time. In fact, long back, they both were in the same Nazi camp where they were tortured. Now, after many, many years, these two friends were meeting each other. One of the friends said, "I still cannot forget those days, those atrocities, those cruel behavior of Nazis. I still carry such resentment, such hatred for all those people whilst we were in confinement. The other friend said, "Oh, I see. You are still in those camps. They are still torturing you. So it's the mental prison." The situation had come and gone. The person is still living in the past. The past memories of torture, the past memories of pain and suffering, the deep agony. That he felt during those times are still echoing on the surface of the mind. This is an invisible prison, an incarceration of our own emotions. A captivity. We are the prisoners of our own sanskars. Who is the greatest enemy? Not someone who is outside. Not the outsider. But our own sanskars. They visit us like an uninvited friend. They come to us. They push it and then they disappear. And then We fall down, thinking this is the destiny. The very goal of this Brahmin life is to come back to the original sanskars, is to drop everything which is not me. It's the journey within, and it is the journey upwards. The more you go deep within yourself, the more you ascend up. The soaring is proportional to the depth. The rise is directly proportional to the depth. If you want to rise up, go within. Soul soaring visualization. See that soul is going up and up and up. The more we practice this, the more the bondages of this body and skin do not tie us down. So again, we'll see few new hacks today to create the divine alignment. Man Manabha, Shiv Manabha. The mind becomes tuned to the divine frequencies. The first is silent seva habit. Seva is not performance. It is the inner surrender. How was the speech? The speech was excellent. I spoke so well. Is it a performance which needs appreciation and acknowledgement and recognition and advertisement? Seva is beyond all this. When all this desire for acknowledgement, for recognition drops, the real seva starts. Where you become a conduit, where you become a channel of the divine. Seva is the outward expression of surrender. Seva is the spread of fragrance of surrender which is within the heart. It has nothing to do with show-offs. It has nothing to do with exhibitions. It is silent, invisible. And yet conspicuous. The effect cannot be negated. Silent seva habit. How do we serve? You walk and you see people. Just send them good wishes. Without saying anything. Without uttering a single word. You see a difficult person. Probably he's struggling within. Just send a wave of peace. Silent service is through eyes. Silent service is through intentions. Silent service is through presence rather than speech. Silent service is to become the channel of the divine, the instrument of divinity, the medium of spirituality. It is not confined, it is unlimited. You You can do one experiment. Take a page of paper. Right now you can do. Open your diary. And this is the page. Put a point here. And think, I am this. And I am the world server. And this is the world. Create the world, but there are no boundaries. No India, no Pakistan, no Iran, no America, no Africa. So one single boundaryless map. No boundary map. And I am the server of the entire world. Or the other way around. I am the master of the entire world. I am here. And I am here to serve the entire earth. The globe. And the globe is without any boundary. The boundaryless globe. The boundaryless map. So let the seva be silent. Seva. Without advertisements, without propaganda, without recognition. Let it be like an underground river which is flowing, undisturbed. Like an undercurrent. Like a flow. Yet serving. There are no boats. There are no labels. There is no desire for recognition. So that is called silent seva habit. You serve. You sit here. And you create a thought that whosoever is sitting here attains peace. Every human being is struggling. Every human being has been taken captive by Ravan. It's a journey from serfdom to sovereignty. Let them free themselves from this slavery. It's a journey from slavery to serfdom. It's a reverse pilgrimage, reverse Hajj. It's a journey from impurity to purity. It's a journey from decline to divinity. And you become the catalyst to augment their growth. So this is a pure thought. You are hearing Ajahn. There are devotees sitting and remembering Allah, God. Let their prayer reach Him. I am not here to teach them who is Allah and who is God. Let them continue their journey. Their prayers are so pure. Will not they reach Shivbaba? Will they or not? They will reach. Their prayers are pure, sacrosanct. And they are also His children. Zoze vanchila tote laho pranizat. Whosoever desires anything, let that desire get fulfilled. If that desire is pure. Such silent seva. The second is surrender, result rule. You do, but surrender the result. Have no claims. Have no yearning. We can just do and forget. I have nothing to do with the result. Surrender it. Otherwise, attachment to the result creates anxiety. Surrender creates a stress-free environment within. The more you do seva, the more the attachment arises. And we want results. And when the results are not as per my wish, I feel angst-ridden. There is inner restive mind that wants result. But spirituality is about surrender. You do and you surrender. You do and you surrender. You serve and surrender. This act of surrender creates a sense of relaxation. I did whatever was possible. Now, I accept whatever comes, good or bad. Make this as a rule. Work hard, day and night. But when it comes to seeking the result, surrender the result. Otherwise, you remain in a state of imperfection. Why there are so many suicides in teenagers? They can't accept failures. They want first rank. If they fail, they can't accept. The teenagers are very, very fastidious, very, very adamant. They prepare, they are very sharp, very intelligent. Today's generation is very sharp. All those school-going children, they are extremely sharp. They are not like as we were in our schools. They have all the access. They know everything. They have all the information. Also those information which they should not have. They know everything. That's why their expectations are very high. They want first rank. They want merit. And if the result comes one of failure, they can't accept you. And then they commit suicide. That's what is happening in teenagers. Learn, create this new habit of surrendering. The third is sacred purity screening. Yesterday we saw about triple filter test. This is again a test. Is this thought pure? Is this thought selfless? Is this intention pure? And then begin. And then allow. Trespassers are not allowed. Let not a thought come without permission. Let them pass through the lens of purity. They cannot enter the divine sanctuary of my mind, Abhayaranya. These intruders, Guspaiti, they should not enter just like that. I am the guardian of my mind. I am the watchman of my inner sanctuary. So screen the thoughts. You know, in an airport, there is a screening machine. They will screen everything. They will check you. Then only they allow. The belt, the shoes, everything they take out. And if you are carrying some knife for cutting your fruits, that knife is gone. How relentlessly they throw it like this in the dustbin. The next is sanskar shifting techniques. How the sanskars are formed? By repetition. It's a simple programming. You have kept on repeating that one thing multiple times, the same thought, the same imagination, the same act, the same speech. Repeated multiple times, a thought, a track is created. And the more you repeat, the track becomes stronger. Now what to do with that sanskar? To abandon it, to suppress it, to justify it? No. How to get rid of that deep-rooted sanskar, the only method is transform it. Do not struggle, do not fight, do not justify, do not suppress. Just transform. If there is a fear, convert that fear into trust. If there is a lust, create that. Transform that lust into the desire for divine union. Lust has got five arrows. What are they? Lust is shown as what? Cupid, Kamadev. He is with bow and arrow. Have you seen his picture? This is made up of sugarcane. And this string is made up of honeybees. This is Cupid, Kamadev. And he has in his quiver arrows, five types of arrows. What are those arrows? Mohana. First, moh, infatuation is created. Then, tambana. You get paralyzed as if that person is in your memory. You want that person all the time. Unmad, excitement is created. You want the touch of that person. Shoshan, without that person, now you start feeling dried up. And last, there are two versions. One more is in between. And the last is marana. You die. Fire, tapana, that is another. Intense fire is created. These are all the assaults of Cupid, Kamadev. He carries arrows. And somebody is observing purity or brahmacharya. He will throw mohana, stambana. These are the names of the arrows. And the person is gone. So there is a deep sensual and sexual sanskars which are created by these arrows. And now the task is to get rid of it. How? If you suppress, they become stronger. If you ignore, they run havoc. They wreak havoc. They cannot be left uncontrolled, unguarded. They need transformation. Transform them. Change them. They create the desire. Get attracted by the divine, by Shiva Baba. Create an intense desire to meet him, the divine union. Just as there is a desire for physical union, now there is a desire for meeting with God. The divine union. The restlessness, tapana. Sammohana, unmadaha, shoshanaha, the all five arrows of Cupid. Rather than going towards a person and the body, now they are directed towards the Supreme, the Divine. And the last is soul soaring visualization. You visualize that the soul is moving out of this body. Now create this new sanskara of moving out of this body. We are caught in this skin. Now a new sanskara to move out of this body. There's one very beautiful experiment which you can do today. That is called as 84-step meditation. What is it? Count 84 steps while walking. For example, you are walking around Nakki Lake. Count 84 steps. After 84 steps, stop and think, my 84 births are over, now I am going. Now again start 84 births. 84 for 84, 168. Second round. Walk 84. Count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Every step is one birth. 84 births finished. 84 steps finished. Then stop. Look around. Oh, I have finished all my births. 5,000 years are over. Oh, world. Bye-bye. I am going. Goodbye. Sayonara. See you in the next kalpa. This kalpa is over. 5,000 year over. 84 birth finished. So that will help you in two things. First, health. Walking. Because you have to create three rounds, if, for example. Three rounds means how many? 252. Three rounds. Each round of one. 84. That is one. Health benefit. And second is spiritual benefit. 84 step meditation technique. This is not in any books. So, you move up, soar away. So, these are the five techniques. What are the five techniques? First, silent seva. No advertisement, no recognition. No propaganda. No speeches, but the presence. Second, surrender. You do everything and surrender. You do everything and surrender. Next, purity screening. Screen the thought. The thieves are around. The robbers are hiding in ambush. They attack you unawares. The next, sanskar, shift. You have to transform the, do not suppress, do not fight, do not become unhappy. Do not complain about that sanskar. It is not going, it is very tough, it is very hard. Transform it. Change the nature of that sanskar. The energy which is moving down, let it move upwards and become urdhvareta. The next, soul soaring. Soaring means rising. Let the soul move out of this body. Multiple times throughout the day. Whenever you get time, forget the body. Whenever you get time, move above this world. And from above, look at this ephemeral world. Everything is transitory, anitya. Things come, things go, people came, people went away. I am the observer, detached observer, sakshi, santusht, detached. Om Shanti.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनावा
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनावा
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनावा
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनावा
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनावा शिव मनावा
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनावा
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनावा
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनावा
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनावा
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनावा
हर तप की आग
शिव मनावा
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनावा
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनावा
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनावा
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनावा
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनावा
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनावा
हर आंसू की मुझे मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ
थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।